any other kind of breakfast meat you might have gotten?
Well, of course they had ham, you know, and sometimes they'd have ham, and some people would actually have steak and stuff, you know. They'd have to get up and have a big breakfast. They'd have to go out and work, you know, all day and take a lunch. They'd cook them up a good breakfast bread and steak and biscuits, you know.
Farmers and everything. I know I stayed on the farm a couple of summers and worked, and we had chicken sometimes.
Oh yeah, fried chicken. They had a full meal for breakfast.
Yeah, I guess you had to eat one.
And then they'd have lunch for dinner, you know, and a good dinner, good supper, we called it, late night.
Any of them ever make sausage or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of people made sausage.
How did they do that? What did they?
They ground it up with one of those sausage grinders, you know, and then stuffed it into these sausage things.
And you say if your meat had been kept too long, you'd say it done what it.
I forget what to do to call that now. It turned kind of dark, like.
Say it's spoiled?
Of what?
Is that spoiled, or?
Yeah, it'd be, sometimes it would, sometimes it wouldn't be spoiled, you know. Sometimes it'd turn kind of, if you kept it a while, it'd turn dark, you know, and all. But it would be good right on. But later on, of course, it'd be spoiled.
Yes, sir.
And you just have to throw it away.
What about butter? What would they say?
Rancid. Butter gets, if you keep it, gets rancid.
You ever heard anybody, when they talk about this, the butter, a rancid butter smells, ever said it smells funky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, did they ever use the meat in the hog's head? Or anything?
Yeah, they made hog's head cheese.
Yes, sir.
And that's good, too. Real good.
Did you ever see any of them
take the juice of the head cheese and maybe stir it up with some cornmeal
and
then
cook it, and then when it got cold, slice it and fry it?
Mm-hmm.
What did
they
call that?
Well, I guess they call it hog head cheese right on, but it just served
different. Did any of them ever grind up the hog's liver and cook that?
Not as I know of, always sliced.
Did any of them ever use the hog's blood for anything?
No.
Somebody told me that Indians used to use that. You know anything about that?
No, I don't. I know
they did exactly straight.
Probably they did, you know.
What they did with it.
Yeah.
What about, thick sour milk that you would keep on hand? What would you call it?
Well, it'd be clabber. You'd clabber sometime, and then it'd be whey, clabber, or some of that sort.
Did they ever make any cheese or anything?
Yeah, they'd put it in a bag, and make this, can't call the name of it.
Cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese, they'd make cottage cheese.
They ever call that, have you heard them call that curd?
Yeah, sure.
We're talking about milk and everything. What was the first thing you had to do with the milk after you got it? You say if you milk a cow, what did you have to do with it to get the impurities out?
Well, of course, they pasteurized it, and did that. But most people that had milk cows, they just drank the milk right out of the cow.
Did they strain it first?
Well, they'd strain it and then set it in bowls, and that would put the cream would come up, and they'd skim that cream off and make butter out of it, a lot of people would. And they'd let it clabber and get the curd, later.
Sound like they use it to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
Y'all would keep that.